You're listening to Unlock Your Life, a podcast that empowers heart-centered entrepreneurs getting from hustle to harmony by building a business without compromising their life, relationships, or kids. My name is Susan McLean-Bond, and I am a business coach, trauma therapist, shipbuilder, and first mate on tall ships. In this podcast, I go deep into where we get stuck around money, why, and how to break free and unlock your life. Because if you came into this world to bring value, change, potential, then why not do it in the way that's also best for you? Let's create the world you would love to live in. Let's start today with your next step to unlocking your life. Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome to Unlock Your Life 2019. So this year, over the past few months, we've been silent for a short while. And this year, we're going to pick it up where we left off. So what are we going to do this year, 2019? It's very, very, very exciting because we are going to look at all the areas of life and how they are tied into money. Now, why would we do that? Because, not because money is so interesting, but because we get ourselves stuck so much when it comes to money. And we even get ourselves stuck to the place where we think that it's all about money, right? So we say, yeah, once I have enough money, then I will be able to enjoy life, to deal with my relationship, to do fun stuff with the kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we make money our goal, whereas I don't think money is the goal you really want. And for some people, it might be, but more or less, it's not money that you really want. It is the kind of life that you want, and you know exactly what you want, but you just want what you want. You don't want money, but somehow we live to believe that money will create all these miracles. Now, to a certain extent, of course, with money, you can buy a lot of fun things, and that's all very well, but the pursuit of money can get us so tied up. So over the course of the next year, we're going to look at all these different areas, and we're going to look at money and business, money and finance, money and relationships, money and health, money and personal development, money and recreation and play, money and environment, and money and contribution. And from all these angles, we're going to see where we get stuck, why we get stuck there, and how we can just start enjoying life so that our businesses will grow and money will flow into these businesses naturally and effortlessly, because money is actually not that difficult of a subject. What's difficult is all the things we put around the money thing, like all these beliefs. Money is rich people are bad. Money is hard to get by, et cetera, et cetera. We have all these areas. And by looking at all the different angles from all the different areas of life, we will set you free. So if that is something that interests you, stay tuned. Now, we're going to start off with money and business. Why? Because this is the area where we get stuck most, because many entrepreneurs have the idea that their business is just a kind of a cash cow, or, and that's also equally as how do you call that, stuck worthy, I was going to say, as big a problem, or it can get you stuck as well as the other one, is, oh, I don't care about money. You know, I just want to build this nice business. I want to help a bunch of people, but I'm not in it for the money. Now, there's a big problem when you think about it, right? Because I'm not in my business for the money. Of course not. I'm in it because I want to help people. So basically, we're on the same path here. But if you start helping people and if you start giving the world that special thing that you have that everybody absolutely needs to get from you, the money will come back to you. And it's not a question of, are you in it for the money? It's a question of, can you deal with that? Are you able to actually deal with the fact that there will be a flow of money coming to you once you start really living and breathing, blowing breath into your business? Once you really get out there, once you make the world the place, your playground, once you say, hey, I have this solution for everybody and I really want people to get it, the money will be the side effect. And if you can't deal with it, then either your business will collapse or, and that's probably pretty painful for you if you're on this boat, people won't get helped. And that is a problem. It's not a problem because you're not rich. It's a problem because that gift that you came here with in this world needs to get out. And if the more you deal with your blocks and your internal bodyguard mechanisms, and we'll talk about more about that. We talked about it already. We'll talk more about it in the future. Basically, the more you deal with all these bodyguard issues and all these personal blocks and all these boundaries that you created yourself, and the more you surrender into what it is that you actually came to do on this planet, the easier it will go and the more effortless it will go and the more abundance you will create. And that's not just financial abundance, it's abundance in every area of your life. So that being said, what are we going to start off with? We're going to start off with money and business. And over the coming 4 weeks, I'm going to walk you through two big problems and I'll give you two big, huge, well, I call them tips, but they're not really tips. They're just growth mechanisms. So the first problem we're going to address is not knowing what you want. And that is a big problem because it's not about the houses or the Jaguars or the Ferraris or the boats or the whatever. It's not about knowing that. It's about knowing what it is that you want for you. What kind of life do you want? What is your contribution? What is your mission? What is it that you came to set out here in life? Because if you don't know what it actually is that you want to contribute to this planet or to this life or to this, to the human race or to whatever it is you want to contribute, if you're not aware of what it is that you came to do in this life, then it's pretty difficult to build a business. Because then you're just going through the motions and you'll get yourself stuck every inch of the way. So what is it that you really want for you? That's a big area that we're going to talk about. Then second, we're going to talk about not knowing how to create anything. This is just, I've talked about it 1,000 times. I'll probably talk about it a few 100,000 times again and again and again. Because if you don't know how to create the things you want, then you can want all you want, but you'll never get there. So how do you create it? And then I'm going to talk about your contribution to the world, not just to yourself, not just what you want, but what do you want for the world and why that is so important? Because if it's fueled with that, that is the secret to getting things effortless. On the other hand, if it's just for the world and not enough for you, then you will stop doing it as well. So, and that's not about balance. Everybody talks about, oh yeah, it's just about balance. It's about, oh, you know, you do there, something there, and then something in here, and then something out there, and this, and it all has to be balanced. I fucking don't believe in balance. It's not about balance. It's about getting so close to your own heart and to your own soul and daring to take the risk of letting it touch you to the same extent as you are touching the world, that it all falls into place together. There is no real difference between you and the world. And it is really about that point and how to get there. And then in the episode after that, we'll talk about blueprint navigation. And that is, how do you navigate your own blueprint? How do you deal with all these thoughts and all these things that you've learned so far in life that have brought you to exactly where you are today? And if you want to get anywhere else than where you are today, then you'll have to learn how to navigate that. Now, most of you know by now that I am a first mate on tall ships. I know a lot about navigation, so I will teach you how to navigate your own blueprint. And then in week six, we'll have a big Q&A session and conclusions and wrap up. So please, if you have any questions or any remarks or any comments or any stories you want to share, share them, please, on my blog at susanmcleanbloom.com, because everything that is shared there is something we will discuss in week six. And then, of course, we'll go to our next topic, money and finance. So introducing what we're going to do in 2019, I really, really, really look forward to taking you on this journey and to going through this journey myself and to see what we come up with and to see if we can create the life that you actually would love to live in. So remember one thing, and that is the world needs you. We need you. We need you to show up. We need you to get out there, and we need you to surrender to what it is that we call life. And I will take you step by step into all the mechanisms that are blocking you so far. I can't wait for it. So bring everybody to this episode, and I can't wait to see you next week on Unlock Your Life, where we'll go and talk about what it means to know what you really, really want. See you then. Bye. Thank you for listening to Unlock Your Life by Susan McLean-Bundt. I hope you got inspired and have some great takeaways. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes. See you next week.